The Celestial Tarot, The Fool's Journey, Chapter 8, The Star, A Glimmer of Hope. Previously, in the Museum of Forgotten Wisdom, the observer found an ancient tarot deck. It shuffles itself, revealing the Fool card, and guides them into a mystical realm. There, the observer faces the antagonist, the reversed Hierophant, who seeks to control free thought. And with allies like the magician manifesting as the Mesopotamian hero Gilgamesh, and a goddess also of Mesopotamia, Inanna, who is the high priestess, the moon manifests through Lilith, a goddess of shadows, the observer witnesses the destructive forces of the reverse lovers and the collapse of the Tower of Babel, both aligned with the antagonist. Guided by a hermit, the Greek goddess of ancient times, Hecate, also known as a Titan, the observer and their allies must contend with the antagonist who seeks to collapse both the tarot deck and the tarot deck world at large, which might mean existence overall. The distant shuffle of cards echoes softly in the quiet halls of the Museum of Forgotten Wisdom. The air is thick with anticipation as the deck, now alive with purpose, begins to move on its own. Far from the forest and the areas of conflict in the sacred halls of the museum, the tarot deck is stirring, the cards shuffling themselves, and then with a quiet hum of energy, a single card is drawn from the deck. It is the Star, glowing softly, its edges shimmering in the dim light of the museum. The Star, a card of hope, of clarity, and of renewal. There is the gentle whisper of the card sliding freely from the deck, its energy pulsing faintly in the air. The Star card is rich with symbolism. At its center, a woman kneels by a pool of water, pouring vessels of life-giving liquid into the pool and onto the earth. Above her, stars twinkle brightly in the night sky, each one a beacon of hope and inspiration, and the light she pours forth symbolizes renewal, the power to restore balance and peace. This card is a reminder that even in the darkest times, there is light, a guiding force that leads through the night. The shuffle of cards fades as the Star card settles into place. The scene begins to shift. As the card reveals itself in the museum, its energy ripples through the fabric of reality, and the observer feels the shift, the gentle pull of hope and clarity, and they know that something powerful is about to emerge. Amid the soft ripple of water, the gentle rustling of leaves, and the distant hum of energy filling the air, the atmosphere is calm in the forest, but alive with anticipation. The world around the observer begins to change. The cool night air grows warmer, the darkness of the previous trials begins to lift, and in its place, the soft light of the stars shines down. The observer finds himself standing at the edge of a tranquil pool. The water is smooth as glass, and above them, the night sky is filled with stars, each one twinkling brightly, casting a serene glow over the landscape. There is a faint ripple in the water, the soft splash of movement, as a figure emerges from the center of the pool. And then from the heart of it, the star appears. Her form is radiant, bathed in the soft glow of the heavens. She moves with grace, her every gesture filled with quiet strength. The observer watches as she kneels by the water's edge, her hands dipping into the pool and letting the life-giving water flow through her fingers. She is the embodiment of hope, a guiding light in the midst of darkness. The sound of soft trickles of water is heard, and the gentle hum of energy fills the air as the star speaks to them. She says, calm and reassuring, "You have faced many challenges, but now you stand in the light of the stars, and here you will find the strength to continue. Observer, hope is not a destination, but a light that will guide you through the trials ahead." As the star speaks, the observer feels a sense of renewal, a quiet determination settling over them. But even as the peaceful atmosphere envelops them, they can sense a growing tension in the distance, an approaching storm that signals the final confrontation drawing near. There is the distant shuffle of cards returning, echoing through the air, signaling the deck's ongoing movements. At the Museum of Forgotten Wisdom, the deck continues its work, drawing cards that represent the next steps in the observer's journey. The time for rest is brief, for the final battle approaches, and the observer knows that they cannot face it alone. From where the observer stands, there is the sound of footsteps, some soft, others more aggressive, all aligning themselves with the observer. And one by one, the witness's allies arrive. Gilgamesh, the embodiment of the magician, steps forward with quiet resolve. Inanna, the high priestess, appears with an air of serene wisdom, her robes flowing gently in the night breeze, and Hecate, the hermit, emerges from the shadows, her torch held high, a symbol of guidance in the darkness. From the shadows, Lilith watches, the moon ever present, yet not always seen. Gilgamesh, serious but calm, says, "We've been through a lot, but this journey is not over yet. The antagonist seeks to dismantle everything that we've fought for, everything that we hold dear. And he aims to destroy not just the tarot's influence, but the very influence of, well, knowledge and growth, to destroy the essence of it entirely." And Inanna, the high priestess, serene, joins in. "He does not understand the wisdom he seeks to control, and that ignorance is what drives his destructive ways. But we stand together, united by the light of hope and the strength we've gained along the way." Hecate says, quiet and resolute, "We must be prepared. The final trial is nearly upon us. We carry the light of the stars, but we must be willing to step into the unknown to protect what we hold dear." And Lilith comes forth from the shadows saying, "We will stand strong and separate illusion and the trickery of the Hierophant, the things he employs to manipulate, and separate that to get at the truth. We burn the dross to obtain the gold." As the allies speak, there are soft ripples of the pool, the stars above twinkling brightly and casting gentle reflections across the water's surface. The star watches over them all, her light a guiding presence as they prepare for what lies ahead. Her voice is soft but filled with quiet strength, and she says gently, "Hope is the light that will guide you through the darkness. But remember, it is not just about seeing the light. It is about carrying it within you. Let that light fuel your resolve, and you will not falter." There is the sound of a soft trickle of water as the star stands. Her form glows in the starlight. And she says, "The path ahead may be difficult, but you do not have to walk it alone. Observer, the stars will watch over you, along with your allies, and the hope within you will light your way." The observer feels the weight of the stars' words settle in their heart. The journey has already been long, and the final trial is still ahead of them. With their allies by their side, and the light of hope to guide them, they take their first steps forward toward the final confrontation with the antagonist. The leaves rustle as the observer and their allies step forward, the soft light of the stars illuminating their path. The star follows the observer and the observer's friends as they go over to a campfire that they've built. It crackles. There is also the distant sound of water flowing as the group gathers in a circle, the air around them thick with anticipation. As the stars shine above, the observer sits amongst Lilith, the high priestess Inanna, Gilgamesh, the magician, Hecate, the hermit, and of course, the star. The quiet moment of reflection is interrupted by a question that has been gnawing at the observer's mind. how have they been able to see every card drawn from the deck, despite being far from the Museum of Forgotten Wisdom, or at least apart from it? Other than the card of the Fool where the Observer was there, the question of how the Observer was able to see the cards, it's a question which hangs in the air. And each figure seems to reflect on the strange connection the Observer holds with the deck. The crackling fire fills the silence. The Observer speaks up, their voice hesitant, yet insistent. I saw the Fool card, my card, when it was drawn, but after that I've seen every other card drawn in my mind as if it were still there, and I've come across cards as well. The High Priestess's card, the Magician's card, the Destructive Force for the Tower, even the reverse cards like the Lovers and the Hierophant. How is any of this possible? The fire crackles softly, and Lilith leans forward from the shadows, her eyes glowing with the light of the moon. Teasing with a dark smile, she says, Ah, curious, aren't you? You were drawn from the deck from the start. Yes, and perhaps it sensed something in you, something it needed. After all, you were the Fool, the one who began this journey, and you may be tied to the deck in ways even we don't fully understand. A soft breeze blows, carrying the faint rustle of leaves. The High Priestess Inanna steps forward, her gaze calm but thoughtful. And the goddess turned High Priestess says, The deck is more than a mere tool for divination. It is a living thing imbued with purpose and power. By stumbling upon the Fool card, you may have forged a connection to the deck itself. The moment you touched it, your essence became linked to its energy, binding you to the unfolding of this journey. The crackling fire grows quieter as the weight of her words sinks in. And the Observer musing says, So the deck is using me, or am I using it? The fire flickers, casting long shadows across the gathering. And the magician Gilgamesh says gruffly, You can't believe that you're just some pawn of the deck. So if that's what you're asking, the answer to me is no. You're no ordinary fool stumbling through fate. While it's true that the deck may be using you, you're also using it, whether you realize it or not. You see, you've been drawing strength from each card, seeing the bigger picture, so it's not a one-way street. And Hecate, the hermit, sighing and reluctant, says, So I'm no longer a hermit now? Great. Just what I needed. She crosses her arms, her torchlight casting eerie shadows across her face. And then she says more seriously, But Gilgamesh is right, Observer. Hecate continues, Your connection to the deck runs deeper than you understand. It's not just because you saw the Fool card. You were there at the start. You became part of the deck's story. And that's why you can see the cards drawn from it. You're tethered to it, like a thread connecting you to each card as it manifests. The star encourages them, saying, It is your ability to perceive and to understand beyond what is in front of you that makes all of this possible. Just as the stars light the night, illuminating both near and far, so too does your bond with this deck. And the Observer says quietly to themselves, So I've been connected to it all along? In every card that's been drawn, I've been a part of it. And Hecate says with a smirk, Guess that means you can't avoid it. Whether you like it or not, you're part of the deck story now, and that's part of you. There's no turning back. The fire crackles softly, casting warm shadows across the group. The Observer looks around at the faces of their companions, feeling a new understanding settle over them. Gilgamesh comes over and lays a strong hand on the Observer's shoulder. Well, I guess it's time that you accepted the fact that you're bound with the deck is bound with you, you're bound with us, and our fates are bound up with you. We're interconnected, but then again, so is every team. The fire continues to crackle as the group sits together, contemplating what lies ahead. The observer's understanding deepens, but with it comes a growing sense of responsibility. They are more than just the fool now. They are part of something much larger, a force that can shape the very fabric of the tarot world.